What's up, folks? This is KFC Radio, episode 100, live from Saloon. If you're a premium member, you probably already listened to this. And if you were live in the audience, you probably already heard this but blacked it out. So here's your chance again.
Or you didn't hear it at all.
Or you didn't hear it at all because we don't know what we're doing technologically speaking. So this is it. Everyone was asking for video. Forget that. If you want to come, you want to see things, you come out and see us. Otherwise, you're going to listen because, to be honest, we could never have pulled off videotaping that as well.
One day. Not.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Like, this time.
The option would have been like have fucking blacked out Hank show up with a handheld camera and it would have never worked. We would have needed all sorts of equipment that we don't have.
Could you imagine if what was it going to be, like a tripod, like in the middle of that crowd pointed at people?
And we would have had to have like mics, like remote mics hooked up on our lapels and shit. It was never happening.
We got like 10 total pictures of it.
Right.
It's
almost like it barely happened at all because everyone blacked it out. So it's a funny episode though, and it was a great time, and it was cool to hear like the whole crowd interaction and all that stuff. So episode 100 live from Saloon. It was enough of a success that I'm sure we'll be doing them more again. Hopefully we'll do KFC Radio up in Boston, out in Chicago, kind of all over the place. Mail time I want to do pretty regularly all throughout Manhattan. So anyway, without further ado, we'll jump right into the 100th episode. First, let's take care of a little bit of business. When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car that you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. It's New Year's resolutions. Everyone's got one. Get in shape, be healthier, get a new job, become a certified trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and you can do all three. Plus, if you don't land a job as a personal trainer within 60 days of certification, they'll give you your money back guaranteed. Get a free 14-day sneak peek of the National Academy of Sports Medicine's fun online program at MyUSATrainer.com. MyUSATrainer.com. Restrictions apply. See MyUSATrainer.com for more details. Your season-long fantasy football may be over, but there's still plenty of excitement every week at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site where you can win enormous cash prizes every single time you play. True story, Dave from Boston won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy sports at DraftKings. So did Matt from Florida and Ray from New Jersey. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire every week this season. The football action even continues throughout the playoffs at DraftKings.com. Be sure to check out other money-making contests, including other sports like hockey and college and pro hoops. You've been hearing about big winners all year at DraftKings. Now it's your turn to win huge cash. Head to DraftKings.com now and use promo code KFC to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter KFC for free entry now at DraftKings.com. Enjoy the 100th episode.
You! Shut the fuck up! You guys ready to hear some dick jokes? What's going on, guys? Thanks for coming out. I'm JJ. You may know me from, fuck you guys, whatever. It feels weird holding a mic. I feel like a girl giving head with no hands. It's weird. Thank you guys for coming out. It's got to be, with all these guys here, it's got to be the biggest Barstool event we've got. Make some noise. And you can tell Dave's not here because I'm not wearing a DraftKings shirt. Imagine it's just Nate's face looking like a baby George Murison. That would look weird as shit. Kevin, you're back. But this has got to be the most girls we've had in an event. They're all super safe, though, because if anyone's going to get sexually assaulted, it's going to be Big Cat. We should have had all you guys wear your Twitter handles on a sticker for the hearing later. But seriously, we got a ton of guys here. We got Spags. We got Charlie Wisco, Kevin, Big Cat, Fights. Mo in the house. Fucking Mo's here. We got a black guy. Is that guy? Is that? Can someone get security? We got two. We only. The fire department's gonna fucking come. We got one. There's a fucking limit. No, seriously, guys, don't be racist, but watch your wallets. And again, seriously, Kevin just asked, it's just for Kevin, but if all the Jews could leave, that would make it a lot better. Just, there's a table in the back for the dreidels, so just whatever you want to do. No, but seriously, guys, thanks for coming out. Thanks for supporting Barstool, KFC Radio, all the shit we do. Thanks for everyone who downloaded Yuppie Junk last week. If you didn't, fuck you guys. I'll fucking rip these cords out. You guys don't know how to put it back together. But seriously, you guys aren't here to see me. You guys are here for Big Cat. But make some noise for these guys. Get fucking pumped. Make some noise for Kevin, Big Cat, and Feidelberg. Come on, guys.
Barstool Sports.com. Is that right? Barstoolsports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to Barstoolsports.com. if you do, God bless
you. You listen to KFC Radio. Oh, all right.
Well, what's up, you mutts? We went 0 to 100 real quick, and by real quick, I mean like pretty relatively fucking slow. So it was like 2 fucking years of staring into a webcam talking about my dick and farting with these two idiots. So it took a while. It's been a weird ride, and I didn't know what to expect with the turnout here. And I'm looking at the line around the corner. I'm looking at this place crowded. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? I mean, like, look around, look to your left, look to your right. We are all the weirdest motherfuckers in this city right now. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I got tweets, I got emails. Some dude sent me a screenshot of his hotel confirmation. Was that you?
There you go.
Are you the guys? Wait. Are you the guys? Are you the guys in the Best Western in Queens? Oh my god. Listen, I wanna apologize in advance because no matter how fun this ends up being, it was not worth staying in a Best Western in fucking Queens. I mean, people travel from Boston, we got hotels, we got trains, we got the whole fucking nine. I appreciate it all. I'm just saying, I don't know why you did it. All right, let's introduce everyone's two favorite idiots. I guess I should apologize to you too. You were on the plane, what, for like 7 hours?
7 hours, yeah.
So,
7 hours.
So you probably shouldn't have come either.
Yeah.
But whatever, you had to. I had to. So it's your boy Big Cat in from Chicago. Everybody's favorite. Let's make some noise for Big Cat. What do you say, man? Hey, now.
Cheers. I also appreciate it's been, what, 2.5 years? And we did this.
Yeah.
2.5 years, a lot of pounds. A lot of just like life that has gone through. That's like 2.5 in dog years. I'm like 20 years that has passed since we started KFC Radio.
Do you remember when we first started this? You were still like the.
I was still a regular person.
You were still. Yeah. Like you, and we talked about just doing it, you wearing a mask. Like
we yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I had a real job and I was like, ah.
Wear a mask.
Yeah. And then actually, I never even told this story. The first time that I got found out, I played a pickup basketball game on Saturday mornings, and a guy came up to me after a game. He was like, "Hey, man, did you say you shit in a trash can last week?" And I was like, "Oh, fuck."
Yo, there we Listen, go. There's no turning back at that point.
Yeah, that was
like
it.
You can't go any lower than shitting in a trash can, so you might as well just dive into the bar.
Exactly.
Stool. We got your boy Feidelberg here. Make some noise. We got how many Pats fans in the house today? Hey, all the Pats fans can go with the Jews. Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out. I'm not going to make any black jokes, because if you saw your boy T, the bouncer out there, not only he's black and he's a Pats fan, and nobody should fuck with him. So I'm done. I'm out on the black jokes. As far as the Pats fans, you can all go fuck yourselves. But I got to give my boy props here, because he's in enemy territory.
the game's tipping, kicking off in, you know, whatever, an hour.
Once the game starts, this is over.
He's gone.
He started late, and like, he might run to 4:30, 4:40. No.
It's, yeah, like, he's gone. I give you props, though. Not only that, you are the weirdo that drives KFC Radio, for better or worse.
That's what I was thinking. Like, when we usually do...
Jesus, come on, dude.
See, this is it.
Tenure on radio once.
Let me use it in my hand.
He's used to just looking at a fucking webcam. Now he's
the thing. It's like a confessional booth with a priest. We're like...
Can't hear you.
You know someone's there.
Is this mic on? Shit, we got to hear our boy.
You know someone's there judging you, but you don't actually see them. And now I'm just looking people right in the eye.
Now we're being judged.
And
listen. If you get nervous at all, just remember they're staying at the Best Western. There's no lower than these guys. So, yeah. So no nerves. No, nothing to worry about. All right. So, yeah, this is basically going to just be... regular episode of KFC Radio, especially meaning you're probably not going to be able to understand the voicemails, because none of you motherfuckers can enunciate. Everybody's just like, pooped in my pants, I came on her face. It's all a disaster all the time. So we'll jump right into it, and I'll probably repeat every voicemail for you, and you know, we'll talk about our dicks and stuff. Let's fucking get it going. Oh, wait. Before you start, shout out to Super Producer BC in the back.
Sweet beats, dude.
And another shout out to your boy. Where is he at? Connor the Mick. There he is. You got a doppelganger. That guy looks like you. Yeah, no, you. Nobody really knows Connor because I don't give him enough props. He is the guy who goes through all the voicemails and narrows it down to 10, which is literally the worst job in America.
Awful.
So shout out to you. You make it happen. Both you guys, thank you, and let's roll.
So what's going on, guys? It's Brendan from Boston. I got a quick hypothetical.
We really can't hear you.
You weren't lying.
So the good thing is, I wrote all this shit down like it's 1999, because we're not going to hear any of these voices.
What's going on, guys? It's Brendan from Boston. I got a quick hypothetical. Say you're taking an international flight, like Boston to Australia, which is probably 20 hours. Who would be the last two people that you'd want to be seated in between for that flight? I think I have to go with Gerard Depardieu. He's that French actor, mainly because he's fucking old, fat, and I'm pretty sure he pissed while he was in his seat on the flight a couple of years ago, so I'm not trying to sit next to some fucking drunk French guy that smells like piss.
All right, so the first question is, and this applies to your boy Big Cat, because he just did the whole flight from hell. The last two people on Earth you'd ever want to be sit in between on a flight. The caller threw out Gerard Depardieu, which is a great one, because that fat Frenchman just gets shit-faced and pisses on
that's
planes.
That's not a good one.
He would just get drunk. Yeah, but he pisses everywhere. Yeah, he would piss on you.
That's like entertainment. I don't understand how like you don't want to be stuck next to a fat person. You wouldn't be...
All right, if you have your choice between sitting next to a fat person who does piss on you and a fat person who doesn't piss on you, who are you going to pick?
He pissed on someone?
Pisses
no,
everywhere.
He pissed in the aisle. The aisle is fine.
Yeah.
Who cares about the aisle?
I'm okay with that.
Wait, before you guys go, my answer, I'm living it, sitting between these two motherfuckers right here. The worst. Maybe if you mixed in Portnoy. I can't even imagine being stuck on a plane with Portnoy. But next to you idiots would be terrible. All right, on your plane, you fly more than anybody.
Yeah. I actually, this is, and we didn't listen to the voicemails. Hey, shut the fuck up.
When Big Cat talks, you listen.
No, I mean, there's people in the back. Those people aren't even here for the show. My first reaction was, you know the guy in Office Space? The hypnotist? The sweaty guy who died?
And he's always like...
That guy would be
he's
awful.
Like, he's like always like swallowing...
I don't even know who he is. He might actually be dead in real life, but he would be the worst. So my
first thought, and this is pretty much any question about being with anybody ever, is the fucking chick from Girls, Lena Dunham.
I got a big rise.
We hate women.
That felt good. To borrow a line from Black Twitter, Lena Dunham, that bitch looks like a bag of milk. So I think it would be her and probably... You know, the most, like, her and Superfat, the most obnoxious fucking Patriots fan on the planet. That would be it for me. Girls.
He's not fat anymore, right?
No, he's, like weirdly skinny.
Yeah.
Like, oddly skinny.
That's the...
I don't know how neither of you said Rob Ryan.
Why Rob Ryan? That's a great story.
If I could get sandwiched between Rob and Rex, that would be incredible.
He's just a disgusting person. Like, you ever sit next to someone who wears, like, sweatpants? That's gross, wearing sweatpants on an airplane.
I wear sweatpants on an airplane all the time.
Like, you shit your pants.
Wait a minute. This is... If you don't wear sweatpants on an airplane... Dude, I mean, I'm trying to be as comfortable as possible. It's not a fucking... This is Lady Feidelberg.
No,
you want to be fashionable.
I don't want to sit next to someone in their fucking
Feidelberg puts on
pants.
his dress.
He's actually right, because you've said to me before that, like, you always want to look your best in the airport.
Yeah, cause to fuck everyone in their sweatpants, because you shouldn't be dressed like an asshole when you have to sit next to someone for 3 hours. Like, shit, take a fucking shower and put on pants.
All right. I guess it depends on what airports, because, like, in Chicago, O'Hare and Midway, like, the fat Midwesterners taking their one vacation every decade, like, that's, I could wear sweatpants and I'll be like, ooh, look at that fancy city boy.
You're the hottest guy in the bunch.
So it's different for me. Like, that's my one time where I'm the man with sweatpants, throwing money around.
So wait, who do you got, Fights? Your least...
I said Rob Ryan, because he doesn't take care of himself. I don't want to sit next to someone who, like...
Talking to this mic. Can we take Feidelberg's mic up?
It's, like, broken or something. I'm not putting my mouth on it like this.
Yeah, you gotta go up closer.
That's the only way it's making noise, so I do this.
You're like Ricky Bobby now. Just throw it in there.
Is it the Ryan brothers?
No, because Rex is skinny now.
So who's on the other side of you? It's gonna
probably
be
fucking Dan in his sweatpants.
Yeah.
And shit in his pants once a year. Yeah. Whatever he does.
Yeah, man. The Midwest is weird, huh?
That's fair. No, that's fair. I'm actually not a good person to sit next to on an airplane. That's fair.
Did you see him on his tweets? He was just sprawled across seats like,
oh yeah, yeah.
To be in a dentist.
So what happened was,
not a guy I want
to see. It was wild, actually. It was 7 hours of sitting on the plane, and then so we were sitting on the plane for maybe three and a half hours, and then after we're sitting on the plane, it's an empty plane. I'm laying in an aisle. They let a bunch of other people on the plane to take our flight as well, and I just stayed laying. And the whole flight's full, and I'm just laying. I'm the only one who has a full aisle at this point. I was just like, you know what? Fuck everyone.
With your mouth wide open.
Yeah. His mic is totally dead.
To like the straight of it.
I have a microphone for that.
All right, so we need to take back all the applause we gave to super producer Brendan, because clearly, now my mic's dead.
I literally had to put it in my mouth.
Now everyone's mic's dead. I'm okay.
Boy.
I'm alive. I'll just talk for the next hour and a half.
Let's
yeah, here we go.
Let's hit the next voicemail.
Hey guys, quick question. It's about my girlfriend. I've been dating for a while, and she, every time we have sex, she gets off super quick, talking like sometimes under a minute. Usually, no more than two. Finishes before every time, before I do every time. And I know this isn't, common at all. And, a little weird. And I don't know, should I be happy that my girl gets off so quickly?
Should I be happy?
Or does it actually suck? Let me know what you guys think.
Right, I mean, so let me, I'm going to, let me.
Is that guy here? Actually, is his girlfriend here?
Sir. but boo-hoo, I got the magic stick. My girl comes so fucking fast. I give her multiples every night. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck yourself,
that
dude.
That is such a ridiculous question.
I speak for all the guys and all the girls. Fuck you and your girlfriend. I need, like, $100 worth of electronic equipment and, like, an hour to make any fucking dent in the whole fucking process. So you and your fast-coming girlfriend can get the fuck out of here.
That honestly might have been the most outrageous question we've ever had.
And that's saying a lot.
I make my girlfriend.
Oh, she only comes in, like, 60 seconds, sometimes 75. I don't know. I mean... I don't even know what the other side...
I'm actually blown away.
Should I?
Take back the applause for Cole, for the mic, too, because that shouldn't be on there.
The fucking... There you go! There you go!
I don't know what to do.
Now you just yell. You got it. Yeah, listen. I don't even know what the other side of this question would be. Like, why would you not be happy that your girl comes fast?
It's champagne problems.
Whoa!
There you go. Now
we're back in action.
Hey, it only took a couple questions.
All right. So if you want to actually like think about how this could possibly be a negative, the only way is this makes him even more of a hardo is if he's some fucking porn star that lasts for like 25 minutes and he's like, my girlfriend's coming like 75 times. I can't do it. And then he's the bigger asshole.
The best was you couldn't hear it, but he says, I mean, she always comes first.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking everyone's dream. Of course you can. I'm fired up already. I honestly... Yeah, no. Listen,
angry.
Like, there's not... Girls, ladies, all six of you out there. Like, come as fast as you can. Don't worry. If you can come in fucking 60 seconds, go ahead. Keep it rolling. Whatever. There's, no one's trying to take their time here. No one's trying to be patient.
It's like you could honestly like race your girlfriend. How awesome would that be? Like, who can do it quicker?
Bro,
I would every time.
Nobody beat me on that. If you can come in 10 seconds, I can come in 9. Do not challenge me to a coming contest, okay? Next voicemail.
What's up, KSC? So I was at a New Year's party, and I found out one of my good friends from high school fucked my, like, most recent ex-girlfriend who we dated for a while. So I got pretty pissed, and I socked him in the face. So am I in the wrong? Because I think that's against bro code, but just let me know, Jiva.
All right, so pretty straightforward. Dude fucks his buddy's most recent ex-girlfriend. They meet at the New Year's party. He finds out. He fucking punches him in the face. And he wants to know if he's in the wrong. Fights, I don't think anybody would say he's in the wrong.
I think he's totally in the right. I would love a friend who just fucks all my ex-girlfriends. I'm such a backslider. Like, in a week, I go through the whole breakup process and the tears, and I finally get the Band-Aid off. And then, like, a week later, she'll text me. I'll be like, I'm not doing anything, so fuck it, why not? And then I just end up back in a relationship for 6 more months. But if you can have, like if I could pay Dan to go fuck my ex-girlfriend, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Just to get it.
Wait. You can.
I was with you until if I could pay Dan to fuck my ex-girlfriend.
Well, I'll pay you, too.
It'd only take, like, $6 or $7.
Yeah. I'll pay you if you want to do it. That's fine. Because you can't go back once your best friend fucked her. You can't go back.
Well, but... So, wait. You want your best friend to fuck your ex-girlfriend to just close the book on her?
It just burns the bridge. It's over.
Here's what it comes down to. It comes down to how quickly it happened. Like, if he broke up with his girlfriend and then his buddy texted her, like, 2 days later, he deserves to get punched. He's a scumbag. If it just happened naturally after, like, it's all about time. If it was 6 months, who cares? If it was, like, within a week, that guy's, he's the scumbag who's just looking to fuck whatever.
But here's the thing. I actually don't think I would care if anybody fucked. I don't care if you fuck my ex-girlfriend. You can fuck my ex-girlfriend. The guys from the Best Western can go fuck my ex-girlfriend in Queens. Whatever. But I think I just in my head, I would know, like, that's a scumbag move and you still did it. So even though I don't care, I'd be like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't actually care that your dick went inside her. It's just that you didn't even fucking think about clearing it with
me. There's a shitload of girls. You just basically took the easiest route.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world.
I'd do it. I would, like, once my breakup speech is done to the girl, it would be like, I open the door and there's Dan naked. And, like, now you have sex with her. And just to get it totally out of the way. It wouldn't even be a week. It'd be 10 minutes. Tops.
I think you really just want Dan to fuck your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, this is weird.
That's what it sounds like
to me. I switched it to you. I said I'll pay you $7 too.
Yeah, well, especially that, because if I come in second, they're going to be like, I'm going back to Feidelberg.
By the way, we're quickly finding out that all these people that came just came for the free drink package.
Yeah, like,
all these people
don't even listen. Don't even listen back there.
Shut up. I can't. Is my mic is off now, huh? No? Okay, I'm on. Hey, we need Charlie Wisco and JJ. And it's actually, you know what? It's JJ and, like, Beardo and them talking. It actually is. It's Hank. It's Lewis.
Pipe down, you bitches.
All these guys in the back who are Barstool guys are fucking talking.
I don't blame them. I mean,
yeah,
Charlie Wisco, raise your hand.
I said in the very...
I was saying from the very beginning, I don't know why any of you guys fucking came to listen anyway.
Lewis showed up and he goes, how long is this going to fucking last?
Next voicemail.
Hi, this is Jackie. I have a question for all of you. My brother's girlfriend went out with me and my girlfriend about a month ago, and they've been dating for probably just a little over a year. And she got so drunk that she actually barfed all over the cab home and then pooped her pants once I brought her inside.
Pooped her pants.
And my brother kind of broke the news to us over Christmas that he wanted to propose to her. And over Christmas dinner, we were kind of going over, like, all the pros and the cons.
So, all right, let me recap. First of all, I love a pooped her pants. Oh. That's never sounded so sophisticated coming from the Southern Belle. So she pooped her pants. Shout out, first of all, to the KFC Radio ladies. Make some noise, girls.
Girls, all the ladies in the house.
I feel like KFC Radio girls are like Mets fans in the sense that it's a very, very small group of people. They're all very passionate. And everybody kind of talks about them like,
right.
God help them. I don't know what the
and
fuck
like,
they're
when
doing.
You, when,
like,
you ask them, yeah, when you ask them, like, do you have a baseball team? They're like, no, I watch baseball. Like, I listen to things. I'm not going to tell you exactly
I've
what
I've heard it once or twice, and I've listened to all 100 episodes two times. No, all right, so this question was from the Southern Belle. She goes out with her brother's girlfriend. The girlfriend gets shit-faced, vomits in the cab, and she poops her pants. The brother wants to propose. She's the one. And the girl wants to know, the sister wants to know, do I burst his bubble? Do I tell her your girlfriend shits herself when she gets drunk? Listen, you got?
Why be a narc? First of all,
yeah, why be a narc?
He's been drunk around her plenty of times. That was one time. Who cares? Why would that change anything?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's not a one-time thing. I think if you poop your pants, you do it consistently.
You think he's never been drunk with her then?
He's never been drunker than her?
He doesn't know about this?
Oh, okay.
It's
so
like
you're saying,
her drunk
thing. Oh, okay. That makes sense. So you're saying she would be like, hey, your girlfriend poops her pants, and he'd be like, no fucking kidding. What do you think your ass last night? Yeah, okay. All right, well... So she should just be quiet, mind her own business, stay away.
Mind your fucking business.
Now, to a guy who shit himself in a garbage can or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I can't even keep track of where you shit.
I mean, the fact that that's, like, taboo in general, like, you're drunk. It's not like she shit her pants and, like, when she's sober.
I'm going to stop you.
I've done that, and that's embarrassing.
Bro. I have to stop you. If we don't keep shitting your pants taboo... Society is
no,
in trouble.
No, see,
that needs to remain taboo.
I don't know.
That cannot be common. Hey,
that to me,
pants.
That
no, no,
to
no.
Me, first of all, she should just do what like any girl could do. Just be like, I got drunk, and just be like, I got
the
drunk.
Ultimate, the ultimate pet.
I think that's like a sign of alcoholism, but I think that's just like a perfect excuse for anything. Like,
yeah, I got drunk.
I was drunk. It doesn't count. I was drunk.
I shit myself. I pissed myself. I don't know. I think you guys are giving too much credit.
It works. The shushing works, so if it gets loud,
this guy's a shusher.
Everyone should just shush. Because people, it's so stupid. It's also like, whenever I go to a wedding, I'll just start clinking on glasses and be like, oh no, I didn't have a toast. I just want everyone to shut the fuck up. So, just shush. JJ's like, oh, do you guys want me to answer a question real quick? Like, I'll stick around the mic. Yuppiejunk.com.
Plug. Feidelberg asked me to bring him over. Check out Big Hack, highcholesterol.com.
He just proved my point.
Next voicemail.
What's up, KFC? This is Cody from Long Island. I got a would you rather for you. Would you rather have sex with an albino girl or a midget?
Pretty straightforward. This one's pretty straightforward. Would you rather fuck an albino girl or a midget? Wait. Everyone quiet.
I got passionate.
If you would rather fuck an albino, make some noise. If you would rather fuck a midget, make some noise.
We got a bunch of albino midget fuckers. 50-50. Would you rather fuck an albino that is a midget? Yeah!
I have a question. I have a question. Do albinos, they have like white hair, right?
And red eyes.
Yeah, red eyes is the problem.
So her pussy hair would be white. That's a little fucked up.
It should probably be non-existent.
Yeah, that's my question. Like, is it alopecia where she's got no hair?
Imagine,
or is it Charlie hair?
No, I just mean like she's
Charlie
Villanueva. 26-year-old who shaves.
It's Charlie Villanueva, no eyebrows, and just covered in white
but
and red eyes.
That's my question. I feel like albinos, and all my knowledge of albinos comes from the movie Powder. That's it. I feel like albinos.
I didn't ask for that.
I feel like albinos have like white pussy hair, and that's fucked. That's
well,
like,
let's
that's
ask.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Wait, where's Connor the Mick again? Connor the Mick is basically an albino. Where is he? Is he not even
hey,
here?
Hey, Connor, what kind of pubes do you have? Yeah.
Hey, what does your pussy look like, Connor? Here's the thing. Fucking a midget
would be awesome.
took the words right out of my mouth. It would be exciting. It would be different. It would be fun. Fucking an albino is some scary, scary shit.
I feel like your soul goes away when you fuck an albino.
It's the ultimate ginger. It's like the ginger to the max. Imagine you're like eye to eye with the red eyes. Unless she's an albino that can come in 60 seconds, I'm out. I'm out on the albinos.
Can I just say one more thing? Like, why hasn't there been there's been midget porn? Why is there no albino porn?
I guarantee there's albino porn. Yeah.
You're not looking hard enough.
Pull it up, Best Western. Pull it up on your phone.
Western, the Best Western boys are jerking off to albino porn. God damn it. You guys need to back up. You're getting a little too close.
As per usual with weird sex questions, I kick it to you because usually you'd be like, "Well, I fucked
well, no,
I know, I fucked a midget." So
I think I'm being the normal one here. Just like a midget kind of scares me. It's like the unknown. I've fucked an ugly girl before, and albino's just an ugly girl. She's got a normal vagina. She's
I could not disagree more.
What are you talking about? What do you think? She's like a demon? She's like a
yes. If you looked, I fucked a pale Irish girl. Yeah, a big fat pale Irish girl. Fine, with red eyes.
And white pubes.
I feel like the red eyes, you could get into some weird shit.
That's like some Walking Dead shit.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Oh, what? You don't do role play? You're above role play now, Kevin?
I'm Rick, and you're a fucking walker. Let's do this shit.
There's an albino in The Heat.
And here is Big Cat's daily reference to The Heat. In case you haven't seen the movie. I think he has, stock in it. Yeah, he gets fucking money for it. All right. So wait, final verdict, albino fucker, no, midget fucker. I don't even remember.
No, albino fucker.
Albino fucker, midget fucker. 2-1, midgets rule. Midgets are the...
I just think of, you know in Jingle All the Way when there are midgets attacking Arnold and it's like, they're like headbutting him in the dick? That's always what I associate midgets with. And I don't know, that's just not something I want to put my dick in.
I think midgets are, I think of Santa's elves and shit, I think they're very friendly people.
Wait, that's something you want to have sex with? That's like my childhood.
I would rather have sex with Santa's elf.
I don't
want to
fuck a Teletubby either.
I'd fuck a Teletubby.
Over an albino for sure. I've actually changed my stance on albinos. I am 100% sure if you fuck an albino, your soul leaves
you.
You
go right to hell. Yeah, you're gone.
That's actually science now.
I'm trying to come up like with it. I don't have anything. The only albino I've ever met is the one in Me, Myself, and Irene, and that guy would definitely take it.
Yeah, I mean, there's only like two in the whole fucking world. Shush, shush, shush.
It's the Barstool guys. They literally won't stop talking. Spags. Spags is over there just talking the
just,
whole time.
Hey, it's your show, bro. It's Spags Radio. Don't worry, bro.
Hank can't stop. Hank, come stand over here.
Hey, we need a bodyguard. Hank, come over here. Get the fuck in here, man.
I'm putting you in timeout. You gotta stand over here. Just stand here. Everyone wants to talk to Hank. We're eliminating the problem. Let's just stand right here.
Everyone get a glimpse at Hank now because in like, I don't know, like 20 days, he's gonna be like 250 pounds. Hank life. Actually, Let me read a tweet right now, because it kind of ties into Hank. Let me get out my journal here. This comes from your boy Len Bias Dandruff. Boston Olympics would be the biggest event in stool history, but it happens in 9 years. So let's speculate on what's going to happen to the bloggers by 2024. And the reason I brought it up, while Hank is here, if you're buying stock in someone from Barstool right now, it's your boy, Handsome Hank.
We said it before. The next 4 years of Hank's life, from 21 to 25, will rival anyone else's.
Hank, you are about to embark on a journey, my friend. That is, don't, as long as you don't become a juice head, as long as you become a hipster with a tattoo, you're good to go. The next 4 years of your life are going to be fucking incredible. But the Boston Olympics, so 2024, I can't believe I'm even thinking about still being at Barstool in 2024.
No, yeah.
Right now, anybody in the crowd, if you find me in 2024 and I'm still working for Barstool, just put a bullet in my fucking head. Just take me out back. If my wife hasn't already done it.
Kevin will be sitting right here in that sweatshirt.
No, we'll be, I know that's exactly. A fact. Yeah, in 9 years, they'll just be signing on G-Chat.
Talking. Oh, I'll always be on G-Chat,
hey,
bro.
Hey, Kevin, like, can't believe we're still doing this. Like, bro, next, if we're doing this in 2028, we gotta change.
I'm here in 2032. Seriously, kill me. I mean it this time.
No, I don't know. I don't work well with time. Remember when they announced? I don't.
Distance swimming and time.
They announced the New York Super Bowl, which was last year. Like, they announced it in 2011, and everyone was freaking out. And I was like, 2014's never gonna get here, you idiots. That's so far away. And then it happened. So I can't even answer this question. I don't even know what that looks like.
2024. You're going to have mouth cancer by then, for sure, though, right?
I don't plan on being here. Like, that's... Like, you, when you said that in 2011, that was ridiculous to say. Like, I genuinely...
But it was kind of true.
2024 is so far away.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm buying stock in Hank. Because
Hank is going to be over 30. Hank will be Hank's like 12 right now. Yeah. And he's going to be over 30.
If Hank even makes it to 30, at what he's got for the next 4 years. Next voicemail.
We lost Hank.
Hey guys, want to know which one you give up first? Watching sports, drinking, or coming? Which one you give up first? Which one you give up last?
All right, so this is a modified marry, fuck, kill.
Hold on, I just got a text. Hey, Charlie Wisco.
Oh no. Oh, we got some Charlie Wisco fans in the house.
You are literally the loudest person here, so shut the fuck up. Yeah, all right, okay. Hey, if we have any veterans, any armed forces, there's Charlie Wisco. Raise your hand.
I haven't said a fucking word.
All right, so don't talk.
I'm not talking.
You're louder than us, and we have microphones attached to speakers, bro. All right, here's a question. It's simple, but not really. What would you give up first, drinking, sports, or coming? That doesn't mean sex. It means coming. For my money, the thing I'm giving up last is coming.
Yeah.
Coming is important, folks. Coming is real fucking important.
Well, is it like when I jerked off when I was 12 and was shooting blanks? Like, can I still shoot a blank?
You remember that?
Can I still shoot a blank? It would be the question.
No, yeah. No, listen. You're coming. From here on out, you're coming. Can you give that up?
Wait, what?
Guys, listen. This is serious business. We're talking about coming, all right?
You can... Listen, here's the thing. You can talk to your fucking shitty friends for the rest of your life. I'm never coming back to New York City. Neither is Feidelberg. We are never coming back. All right, I'll come back.
Here's the deal.
That boycott of New York City lasted like 4 seconds.
The bars stay open so late, it's hard to avoid.
The most important thing is, coming is like if I forget about having sex and enjoying it. Like, if I have to fucking write a blog or do something important, I go come first. You gotta clear.
Well, you have to come before every important decision ever. It's very.
Anytime you do something important, you have to come first.
That's right. Actually an aspect that you don't understand, John.
Kevin, I understand.
No, no,
trust
Kevin
me.
And
I understand it very well.
No, I know. Kevin and I work from home. And
But no. I worked from home for like 3 years.
I'll never be able to go back to a desk job simply because I can't. Like, I'll just be sitting there and be like, all right, let's just jerk off.
I'm almost the opposite.
I wish people realize, like, commenters have no, like, I just wrote that blog. I was fucking looking for porn while I was writing it. Like, I was fucking half-hearted.
Bro, the worst is, I'm not even going to look at the crowd when I say this. The worst will be, like, I'll get, like, a G-chat from Feidelberg being like, what's going on, man? And I'm like,
yeah. Yo, you don't want to know.
You don't know what my right hand's doing, bro. I got to sign off real quick. I got to go orange clock for a minute on G-chat because I'm a little bit busy right now.
If our dogs could talk, oh, man, that would be bad, real bad.
See, I don't let my dogs in the room. I literally kick them out.
Bro, here's my problem. My dog can open doors.
What?
We have, like, pull-down handles in my apartment. He can jump up and pull them down and walks in. So I got to, like, again, I'm not going to look at
yourself.
I have to barricade the door while I go take care of business.
I just do it right there. So
Stella just jumps in.
No, she's just like, all right, so you're just doing shit now. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
All right, so I'm putting coming at the bottom. I'm going, giving up booze second, and I can't give up sports.
I guess that's pretty good.
I mean, booze is the first to go just because that's just called getting old.
Right, I can't even booze anymore. I'm going to be tomorrow. Right, it's not, so it's going to be sports, booze, coming.
Yeah, we all agree. I like that order.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, that's the only order you can possibly have.
That's probably the first time we've ever agreed on all.
I mean, we always say, like, what do people do that don't watch sports? Like, what do they do? What do they do?
You're giving up first.
I'm giving up coming for, like, last. Most important is coming.
The most important thing is coming.
Yes.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite.
This is why we have the three-man.
I thought we were going with, I'm totally flipped.
Will you ever come again?
If I can fire blanks, no.
No, you're just never going to come.
We've been over my thing where, like, I'll, like, spit anyway. Like, it's just a little
No. I'm talking about you just don't get any satisfaction.
The whole satisfaction.
You get nothing.
I guess that means, you'll never be able to make a real decision again.
Yes. So. You'll be, bro, imagine 30 years how backed up you'd be and how fucked up your head would be.
Okay.
You would never be able to think clearly again.
Hey, you're a salesman. Stop selling.
Done.
All right. I like coming. I'll keep
Let's
it.
Let's do another round of shushing. Shush, shush, shush.
Hey, shh.
So my buddy uses his friend's dog to take it for walks to try to pick up chicks. But the thing is, the dog has cancer, and he uses that in the conversation with girls.
This is going to be a big cat. Big cat's going to be very fired up about this question.
What do you guys think about using tragedies or really bad things in life to your advantage, especially to pick up chicks?
So this dude, he walks his buddy's dog, and he uses it to pick up chicks. Fine, everyone, whatever, that's why you get a dog, right? The dog happens to be sick, and the guy uses the dog having cancer to his advantage to fuck chicks. Yeah. Yay or nay?
That's bad. No.
I see a few bad. All right, wait, let's do it. This is what we do.
He didn't give the dog cancer. He's just taking advantage of a bad situation. Right.
Let's do like another. We'll do another crowd reaction here. Would you walk a dog and say he's sick and he has cancer and use it to your advantage to fuck a girl or a guy? Yes, make some noise. Yeah. No, wait, no, make some noise.
All right, here's the thing. I'm all for this guy walking his friend's dog and getting chicks that way. Once a dog has cancer, that's just bad dog karma. That's bad dog karma.
I don't think so.
He didn't, again, it's not his fault. He didn't give him cancer.
Dude, your dog, it spends its whole life
I don't want to deal with dog cancer.
He spends his whole life trying to please you and make you happy because he loves you.
Exactly.
If he can get you some pussy with a little cancer.
Dog cancer is like the saddest thing ever.
No, here's the thing.
I don't want to talk about
that. Are you kidding me right now?
Mike is exactly right.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't. watch movies that the dog dies. Like House of Cards, I almost didn't watch it when that dog died in the first 20 seconds. I'm like, this fucking thing sucks.
Fights is exactly right. Your dog is like your most loyal friend. He's your best. If that dog could talk,
it's not his dog,
bro. It doesn't matter. All dogs are your friends. If that dog could talk, he'd be like, "Yo, bro, tell that girl I have cancer and fuck her."
If it was his dog,
that dog would agree to that.
If it was his dog, I'd feel a little differently. But it's not his dog.
But he just doesn't have a dog.
I don't know, man.
It's like it's like when you use your grandma to get, you know,
My grandma's died like 8 times.
100 times. And the thing is, your dead grandma would look down upon you and be like, "Good work."
Right.
I'm happy you did that. She's still alive. Oh, well, my dead
grandma.
But
she's died 8 times.
She would be thrilled. She'd be so pumped that I was using her to make me happy.
I'm all about dog karma. That guy's going to own a dog someday. And his dog's going to die of cancer.
And he's going to fuck a lot of girls because
of it. That's fine.
Next voicemail.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Matt from Massachusetts. Quick question. If you could have one dog from any TV show or movie as a pet, who would you choose? Like, for example, you could go Lassie, Scooby-Doo, Underdog, Brian from Family Guy. Fuck, Air Bud would kind of be cool, but then you'd sort of have to drive him to all the sports games. You really don't want your dog to be more athletic than you. Clip of the Red Dog would be pretty sweet. Obviously, that's like a hassle because he's giant. He can like crush stuff. Especially I'm going with Snoopy. It just seems like pretty right. chilled off.
Before we do this one, $3 fireball shots right now. So go get them.
Yeah, but do it silently.
Be real quiet. Drink your fireball.
Tippy toes.
$3 fireball shots right now. The question is...
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping with the dog theme, the question is, one fictional dog that you would like to have. We'll start with you, bud. We'll start with Mr. Dog. All right,
okay. Fictional dog.
Now, wait, the caller mentions Snoopy. Snoopy is the biggest cocksucker in the world. Snoopy is a motherfucker.
What about Beethoven?
Yes, that's a good choice.
That's a good
choice. Beethoven is a great choice.
Did he say Air Bud?
No, you want Air Bud?
I'd get rich off Air Bud.
It's the Hank Show. Hey. What a goddamn shit show.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, do people even give a fuck about fictional dogs when Handsome Hank is drinking? Hank basically is Barstool's dog.
Yeah,
he's basically like our pet.
So my pick is Hank.
Yeah, Handsome Hank the dog would be my fucking pick. We got Air Bud, we got Beethoven.
Clifford would be awesome. Just like, why does that guy have a mute dog?
Yo, Best Western is Clifford. He's a fucking gigantic red motherfucker.
You are Clifford. You're a big dude.
Huh?
Yeah, these guys are talking about Game of Thrones. I don't watch it.
Thrones? Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, the wolf?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
That wasn't
going to
pick the wolf.
That's like an animal.
Thrones, bro.
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I respect Beethoven. I respect Air Bud. There's one answer and one answer only. It's Shadow from Homeward Bound. Make some fucking noise for Shadow.
That's the most loyal.
He walked across the country or some shit for his owner.
What about the, I never saw the movie Marley and Me, but feels like people love that one.
Bro, I'll start crying right now if we talk about that.
I didn't see
that.
Dog cancer, you idiot.
But I didn't watch it.
Oh, yeah, you guys like dog cancer when it's not real.
But if that guy...
When I say it, when it's like, oh, yeah, Marley had dog cancer, now you're all fucking sad.
I'm not saying I'm upset that Marley died. I'm saying if I could fuck someone because of Marley, he would be happy about it.
You guys are okay with some dog cancer and not okay with others. I'm against dog cancer. Point. That's it. No dog cancer.
That's hard to argue against.
No, I know.
I'm going to come out of this. Bro, I guarantee right now there's a page on Reddit.
Yeah.
KFC loves dog
KFC
cancer.
KFC wants his dog to get cancer.
Let's do another tweet. We got, this is from Brendan. You got a chance to take one shot from the free throw line. If you make it, you get $1 million. If you miss it, You can never send a text message ever again.
Nope. 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 No chance.
Bro, I could have been like...
No chance.
I could have said, like, if you can tie your shoes, you get $1 million. If you fuck it up, you don't get the text ever again. And Feidelberg would have been like, no! I can't tie my shoes. I'm not.
No way. No way. $1 million would last me, like, 6 months. And then I'd never be able to text again.
That's it. You can never text if you miss it.
No, no way.
You're not even risking it. $1 million
This,
for
is,
one
a, this is a no-brainer.
I honestly wish we had a basketball hoop
right now.
I'd fucking
nail it.
A free throw is like... Dude, you know, like, I've hit 1 million big-time free throws in my mind.
Oh, really?
In my
a million big-time free throws Dan's hit.
When, you, when you're out on a bat, anyone plays basketball, they go out. They play when they're playing by yourself. You're doing the 3-2-1-and-1. He's got to go to the free throw line to win. I hit it every time, so I'm not worried. That's like a that's automatic.
I would love to watch Dan. We need to find a millionaire.
I honestly,
could you imagine him just he sets up
do it.
And he lets him
you
fly
come,
and it just rims out and he can never text
let's
again.
Let's go to Rucker Park right now and be like, hey, my friend's got a text.
Wait, I never said outdoor free throw. That's different. No, that is
conditions.
That's different.
The conditions outdoor, need to be perfect.
Double rims, fucking metal nets. Fuck no.
I would
never hit a free throw on that.
You have to take the chance.
No,
you have to take
no
the chance.
Way.
Bro,
fights
how many people
guy.
Do you text? Dude, how many people do you text that you really care about?
I don't know.
Like if you could never text me ever again, would it matter? No.
But I'd have to talk to them. That's the bad part.
No, here's the thing. We hate people, right? You're just done with people. You don't call them,
we're
you don't
talking
text them.
About like you guys and my family. Like I have to talk to you. It's literally
Why?
My it's either my job
Why?
Or my blood. Like, I promised by being born with their DNA, I have to talk to them.
You can just cyber dust them.
The heat and
Shout
the cyber dust
no, that's a loophole.
I'm trying
you
to say
cyber dust
like every day now. So Cuban will give me a job.
Next voicemail.
What's up, guys? Mike from Boston. So, I was having this problem. One of my buddies, a way he tries to pick up chicks is he does what he likes to call penis origami. Fucking weird. He'll just bend his cock and balls into the weirdest fucking shapes.
Hey,
he makes Bert and Ernie,
hey.
Princess Leia,
come back
fly ties. The weirdest fucking shit.
It's not your fault.
And it worked. And it's fucking
These
weird.
These bitches want some
head. Figured out, get your take on this, how much of a fucking psychopath he is.
Feidelberg, oh my god, Feidelberg, I like your hat so much. Yeah!
It's a nice hat.
You have such good style. Oh my god. You look like your dog. All right, the question here, this is a fucked up one. It's worse than dog cancer.
Nothing is worse than dog cancer.
All right, how about this?
God damn it.
I'm telling you right now, what's worse than dog cancer? Penis origami.
I didn't hear the question
exactly.
At all.
I don't even know what
exactly.
That means.
This dude says his buddy hooks up with chicks. Oh, now the crowd gets quiet for fucking penis origami? The fuck? I told you we're all the weirdest motherfuckers in the city. Penis origami. This guy.
Oh, we don't want to hear you talk about dogs, but penis origami. What
I don't
say?
Blame them at all for any of this.
You
explain, please.
You know how, you know, it's a frat boy thing, right? Where you, like, you do penis tricks, right? Like the guys, they wrap their fucking dick
yeah,
around
Yeah, I got
their
a buddy who does
the
dick
wrist
watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone
the
has a guy
the helicopter.
Yeah. Helicopter, the dick watch. This guy says that he does the Bert and Ernie. I have no idea what the Bert and Ernie
Hot
mean.
Dog.
He does the Princess Leia, which probably means something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can imagine that one. So he hooks
well,
up.
I don't. I call it the hamburger.
What's the question here?
He hooks up. He gets chicks to fuck him because of penis origami.
So
would you stoop that low? Would you stoop?
No.
Lower
this guy,
dog
wait,
cancer or penis
was
origami?
Was that this guy's voice? Was the guy who did the voicemail, was that he's the penis origami guy?
His buddy.
All right, but that's just basically saying I have a huge dick.
And I'm finding a reason to show it off.
Yeah, that's fuck,
it
fuck that guy.
She's not impressed because you can do the Princess Leia. She's impressed that your fucking dick is huge.
My penis origami is like, hey, look, I made a tic-tac. What do you
it's
like?
It's like a piece of rice.
Yeah. It's a chewed up piece of gum. Look at that. penis or
a thumb. Whoa, Big Cat's got the worst dick in the bar. That's
what
that's
the fuck does that
bad,
mean?
It's not a good dick. It
let's
is
see
not
it
a good
let's
dick.
See it. Let's see it.
My dick is
let's
not
do some penis origami.
My dick is not a good dick.
The fuck is a chewed up piece of gum? what happened to your dick?
If you had a penis origami trick, what would you do? Or I should ask you, do you have a penis origami trick?
I'm actually not big on the watch. I'm more of like a helicopter. I call it it's a hamburger. Or the Princess Leia.
Where you're putting your nuts up around it.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. Have you ever done penis origami, Dan?
No, I told you. I got my dick is a bad dick.
It's like it's been sent through a meat grinder or some shit.
Yeah. You should see a doctor.
We'll move on. Let's move the fuck on from penis origami. Next one.
What's up, guys? Tommy from Mass. Quick question. For the rest of your life, would you rather always have the hiccups or always have an intense headache? Thanks, Diva.
Real simple, would you rather? Hiccups for life or a headache for life? And the reason I included this is for the chicks. You've all got headaches forever. You perennially have headaches 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah, this guy's shaking. Like, my girlfriend's fucking headaches suck.
Every girl I've ever known has a migraine once a week.
All the time.
All
every
the migraine.
Every fucking time you turn around, my head hurts. Like, right now, my head hurts. Your head hurts. Everyone's head here fucking hurts.
When we talked on the rundown the other day, I haven't woken up in a decade where I wasn't like, oh, this something hurts or something feels shitty.
Everything always feels shitty at this point.
Right. It's just being like a slob. That's a slob. A slob life is just everything
it's just
hurts.
Adult life at this point. Yeah. And if I had the hiccups for the rest of my life, I would actually blow my brains out.
Yeah.
I could never get rid of the hiccups, I would kill myself.
This is another easy one.
You're right. You guys
got a headache. Dan, you and I were just talking that I've had a toothache for a month. Like, I've been in a lot of pain on my back left molar for a month. And my whole head hurts because of it.
But again, that's because
I don't have dental insurance, so like, I just have to live with it or rip it out.
Do you guys know, and I'll tell you this story. Hey, maybe you guys will shut up. I'll tell a story about El Presidente.
Oh, now everyone's
Hank will attest to this. Where's Hank? We went out to dinner in California, and Dave, we were sitting at dinner, and Dave literally just sitting there, and he just goes, we're like, dude, what's wrong? Like, my tooth, I got an emergency. And we're like, what do you mean? He's like, it's like on fire. Like, dude, when was the last time you saw a dentist? He's like, 12 years? Like, Hank and I were just looking at him like, dude, you probably have like awful, awful decay and cavities and like gum disease. He's like, hold on. And he literally sat there for like 5 minutes and then he's like, all right, I'm okay. And he just moved on. Never ever saw a dentist again. That guy, I can't wait. When the 2024 question came up, one thing we know is Dave's going to have wooden teeth. He's going to be like George Washington. He's going to have wooden teeth.
Do another tweet real quick from your boy Jason Romano. I don't know if you're here. Shout out to him. If you could have a voodoo doll of one person, who would it be? And my answer is he just mentioned the name.
No,
I'm saying I would.
Oh, you do, Dave?
100%.
Brady.
Listen. Brady. Of course, Tom Brady. A voodoo doll of Tom Brady right now. I mean, imagine in like half an hour if I could just fucking ruin Feidelberg's life with that.
I just retweeted like three tweet pictures of him because he's awesome. He's good to go now.
Let's actually just do a little sidebar real quick.
It's time is what the Pats just tweeted. It's time.
Little sidebar real quick. Would you actually make out with Tom Brady?
Yes.
That
100%.
Would you... You're not. I'm not gonna say. Would you like suck his dick? But would you like give him like a little?
100%.
Yeah.
This, I'm not even like thinking about this. There. Yes. Yes. I would.
All right. So then
it would be disrespectful not to.
Who would be your voodoo doll?
I actually thought it would be like someone who sits behind Obama, like Boehner. Or Pelosi, just like when the whole world's watching, I would just make him do funny things.
That'd be like, you get like one time though.
Yeah. Well, no, you get like eight times. At least sure. How often do I do State of the Union? Once a year? So yeah, four to eight times.
Yeah.
How do voodoo dolls work? Like if you poke them, that hurts.
Yeah.
But if you leave them alone, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, oh, so my voodoo doll would be Derek Rose, and I just put him in a fucking safe.
Just
I put him in a safe. He'd be
the safest voodoo doll of all time.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That's a guy. I love my answer.
It's got to be Brady or Portnoy. But I'm at every single day in the rundown.
Yeah, I mean, if we could make them twitch and just do random shit.
Fuck yeah. Next voicemail.
KFC Big Cat Fights, Nick from Rhode Island. I don't really play a lot of video games anymore, but I challenged my girlfriend to Madden the other day. I went all pro setting. She went rookie setting. She was the Jets, I was the Pats, and she beat me. My question is, should I be embarrassed that she beat me in Madden? All right,
here's the question for all the fellas. If your girlfriend beats you at Madden, suicide? Suicide. You got to break up? Suicide. That's it? You're wrapping it up. Listen, losing in fantasy is one thing.
That's luck.
Not yet.
That's luck. That has nothing to do with skill.
Losing in
fantasy
Madden.
Fantasy is luck.
I got
fantasy
honest,
sports is luck.
Suck at Madden. I
don't even understand how that happens.
That's the point, though. Like I haven't played Madden in over a decade.
And listen. If you listen to the question, she was the Jets and he was the Pats.
I just don't understand how that happens. Like unless she's a professional Madden player, how does that happen?
It doesn't. It just doesn't.
You got to stop talking about fantasy football because fantasy football is you probably pick 7 kickers and you play them all and they're like got 50 field goals.
Yeah, if you lose to your girl in any video game, that's so good.
Except like
it's a rough
Tetris or some stupid shit like
that. I'll tell you right now. Even Tetris.
I'll tell you right now, if I lost in Mario Kart, I'd be more upset than Madden.
I don't know. I just feel like video games are a guy thing. Like, I haven't played video games in 10 years.
But I still,
I'd kick any girl's ass. I'd kick her ass.
Unless she comes in 100 seconds. She's done. She's done. Let's do, we'll do one more voicemail, and then we'll wrap this up and get fucked up and watch the Pats lose.
Hey, guys. It's J.O.B. from Long Island. I've actually been listening to you guys since sophomore year of high school. I'm a sophomore in college now. Anyway, I got a would you rather. Would you rather have a really annoying girl laugh her ass off at every single joke you make, or when you wake up in the morning and roll out of bed, the second you stand up, a midget kicks you in the nuts? Beat him.
What's that guy yelling? What were you just yelling?
Spags.
Spags is getting yelled. Jesus.
Yeah,
all right, one last question. You got a girlfriend who, she has an annoying laugh at everything you ever say. So anytime you open your mouth, she's like, or every time you wake up in the morning, a midget kicks you in the nuts. What do you got? Start with you.
I mean, you can't do the midget, right?
I think the midget is like, kind of like what you said a minute ago. When I wake up, I feel like a bag of shit anyway. If a little midget, you got to think about a midget leg, first of all. They don't have much, like, kick.
Okay,
like a little
fair,
midget foot to the nuts is like, it'll hurt, but I'm like, eh.
Actually, you know what? You could spin it. Like, there, if you got kicked in the dick by a midget every single time you woke up, your day can't get worse.
It's all uphill from there.
Your day cannot get worse.
Plus, when you're a year in, you don't even feel that fucking midget. And then you just kick
it. Isn't there a Seinfeld episode where, like, Jerry has a girlfriend that has an annoying laugh? He just stops telling jokes. He's like, yeah, that would be awesome.
That would ruin your life.
Yeah, you just be, like, standing there like, oh, no, that's not funny.
I mean, you get kicked in the dick, your nuts hurt, your stomach hurts for a while, but then it's gone.
It would be fun, girl. Like, it would be fun for maybe a day. It is nice. It is nice when it first happens. You're like,
you're like, I'm the funniest guy in the fucking
field. You feel fantastic, but then it wears down pretty quick.
I'm pretty vain.
I don't know why no one's asked this. I feel like this is the important part. How is a midget kicking me in the dick? He can't.
He's standing next to your bed.
Oh, he's standing up high.
No, he's standing next to your bed. You wake up, you stand up.
But a midget can't.
He's got a valid point.
Yeah, no.
A midget can't kick me in the dick.
Yeah, he can.
No, he can't. What is he, a nitwit?
His head is at your dick.
No, you can't. You don't think a midget can get his foot above his head?
Bro, a midget can't get his foot above his waist.
What is this? Is it a yoga midget?
Have you ever seen a midget?
I guess I haven't seen a midget in a while.
Think about how tall a midget in a while. Any midgets in the crowd? Do we have any midgets in the crowd?
Yeah, I guess I...
I don't think you've ever seen a midget.
I guess I haven't seen a midget in a long time. I know, you're right. You're actually... now that I'm thinking about that, it's been a long time since I've seen a midget.
Oh, I think it's online.
There's a midget outside?
Why was he waiting?
Is he in here?
All right, well, I didn't really want to...
No, but I'll have him kick me in the dick.
If there's a midget here, he will kick Big Cat in the dick right now.
If you're a midget, wait.
Little person.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say the M-word. If you're a little person, come up here and I'll let you kick me in the dick so everyone can watch. Because I don't understand the physics clearly.
Listen, I think we're going to have to wrap this shit up on that note, because we're about to have a midget kick Big Cat in the nuts.
I'm down for it. I'm honestly down for it.
The Pats are about to kick off. Your prediction.
Oh,
Pats,
yeah.
Pats by double digits. I've actually talked about up to 17 now.
Pats not by 17. The gambler.
Heidelberg, yeah. I don't know.
I told
everyone in the crowd a different bet, so that someone's like, "Oh yeah, you're smart." I've been like, Pats, Ravens. I don't know.
We're gonna all right. Pats, Ravens. Who are you rooting for?
Pats, big. It's double digits.
I'm getting my voodoo doll out right now, playing a Tom Brady. Hey, thank you to everyone for showing up. Thank you everyone to listen. Fuck everyone who kept talking. Get fucked up. Watch the game. Get fucked up. Thank you.
I broke the microphone. Thank you.
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Heidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, double.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, go real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bill shit. Now I'm finishing, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. I hide your soul, I've been still sold down to earth. And if we wanna do it, we can do it on the turf. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie in the vet. Shout out to the bitches out here holding down the set. Looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog.